Audio Bow. This is a lowdown on yesterday's A1C, the 6th of July 2017. And for those of you guys that don't know, an A1C or HbA1C is a test that's done every 3 months to work out like what your average blood sugar level is. And so basically what happened yesterday was so I just went to my normal diabetes clinic and it wasn't overly busy there, so we got like straight in, which is really good. So they took my vitals, they took my height, my weight, my blood pressure. And then I went into another room and they did a finger prick. Well, I finger pricked because they just think that it's better like if I myself do the finger prick. And then like they just did the blood, like they put it onto this special test strip and then like took it to wherever they had to take it. And then when I went into my next doctor's appointment, they gave me the result, and it is, drum roll, it was 7.4%. So it went up a little bit from last time because it was 7% the time before. And yeah, they seem to be going on an upwards trend, because before I was 6.7, then I was 7, then I was 7.4. And just as a quarterly sort of reflection on how everything has been, like I was really scared of like how this A1C was going to be, because I'm sure you can remember my audio boo about the two week long reggae song and how I got it to stop. Well, unfortunately, we had a lot more reggae songs and a lot of reggae songs where we couldn't like reach the conclusion of them. So that reggae beat just kept on playing on loop. Those syncopated guitars and straight, it's like swung drum beats were just on loop constantly. And yeah, we had a lot of like 10s and 12 blood sugar readings, and even just the other night, like at the party, I got up to 17.1. I only had 3 lows, I think, in the 3 months, which is really good because I don't like lows. I don't like highs and I can't stand lows. So to have minimal lows and lots of highs, I'd rather just have it more in the middle, I think. Around the 6 to 8 range is good. But yeah, I was pretty nervous. Like, I thought it was going to be a lot higher. I thought it was going to be like around the 8%. But it was really, really good. And also some exciting news that came from this clinic appointment. I have the application for my CGM form. Or the application form for my CGM that came out so wrong, oh my goodness. For you guys that haven't really been following me, I'm trying to apply for a CGM, which is a continuous glucose monitor. So it's like a little sensor that you inject like into your arm, and it checks your blood sugars every 5 minutes. And well, the particular one that I'm looking at sends them to your iPhone, but some of them just have like a receiver unit that it sends them to. So I'm attempting to apply for the Guardian Connect. That's by Medtronics. I'm not getting the pump as of yet. I'm probably gonna look at the pump in the next year or so, because at the moment the pumps are, you could pretty well say they're inaccessible, because well, they don't talk. There's no like third party application that can like read them and like talk to your iPhone, and you can use your pump that way. So I'm going to definitely keep my eyes out and like see if I can like delve into any sort of accessibility things with the pump, like if there's a app that's been invented, or like the pumps do become like at least somewhat accessible, like of course to the point where I can use them, because of course like if I go on the pump, like my life will essentially be depending on a machine, which is a very scary concept, I know, and it's so scary like to say it like that. But it's the CGM process is like well and truly underway. So basically what they said was there's been like a hold up with the government because, I don't know, I didn't really get what was happening, but apparently there was some misinformation that was like being like delved, like thrown around in the community, and like, I don't know, just things went down, and because of that the CGM things have been put on hold. So once I submit the form, there'll be like a 6 to 8 week wait before I find out if I've been approved, or like if I can be presented with the device or undergo training or whatever happens next. So yeah, I'll definitely keep you guys like updated on this process, and yeah. So thanks for listening, guys.